Hi, everyone. This is Veronica Kirilenko of the New American Magazine. We're at CPAC in Washington, D.C., and next to me I have the Attorney General of Texas, Ken Paxton. Such an honor to meet you, sir. I would like to ask you about the Texas Court of Criminal Appeals. The media is not covering it the right way. Please tell us what's happening.
Yeah, so in Texas, we have a weird court system. We have the Texas Supreme Court that is the final appeal on civil matters, and then we have the Texas Court of Criminal Appeals that's the final appeal on criminal matters. So that court's made up of 9 members. They're all Republicans. And George Soros, you've heard of him, came into Texas and got his DAs elected in the liberal counties who will not prosecute voter fraud or anything else. And then he worked on getting a Republican Court of Appeals put together that came in 2 years ago and struck down the Attorney General's ability to prosecute voter fraud, which had been in place for since 1951. It's a long time. Thousands of cases. We had 900 cases either being investigated or we were already prosecuting, and we'd already prosecuted others. So we had real voter fraud issues, and they came in and said that it's unconstitutional for me to go to court. And so now in Texas, we have elections, and we're running 3 people, Gina Parker, David Finley, and David Shank, against the incumbent. So I need people in Texas to vote, and this should matter to the whole country, because if we lose Texas, we're going to lose the whole country.
How likely is that?
If we weren't working on this, I'd say we were going to lose. But because we put these 3 people up, I think we got a really good chance of winning. But I'm talking about it, because right now people have to go out and vote in Texas, because we're in early voting until March 1st, and March 5th is our election. So I need people to go out and vote for them and for John Devine for Texas Supreme Court.
Okay. What's your assessment of the situation on the border right now?
It's the worst I've ever seen it. The Biden administration has continued to ignore federal law. They've actually aided and abetted the cartels to bring as many people here as possible, as fast as possible. And they've created the network. The cartels have created the network because they get paid for each person that comes across, $10,000, $12,000. And then because the border is so wide open and our Border Patrol agents are so busy processing millions of illegals, it opens the border for drugs and other crimes and terrorism. So we have a real problem.
What's the objective of the Biden's immigration policy, so-called?
Yeah, they're not doing well with this issue, and that's one of the reasons they're, I think, backing off a little bit right before the election. But he's done everything he could to dismantle federal law and make it easy for the cartels to transport people into this country.
Are you suggesting he is working for the cartels?
He has given them, he's empowered them by telling them, you don't have to worry about Border Patrol anymore. You don't have to hide. Just bring them to us and we'll process them. So your job, cartels, is to bring as many people here as possible and we'll get them through for you. That's what's going on.
Mr. Paxton, where are you right now with this razor wire case and your standoff with the federal government?
So we're still putting razor wire up. We were not told not to, and we're going to continue. If they cut it down, we're going to put it back up. And we're still in that lawsuit. We haven't lost the lawsuit. We were just told by the Supreme Court that there is no injunction right now. If Border Patrol or the Biden administration wants to cut it down, they can. There's nothing stopping us from putting it right back up.
Fantastic. Have you seen the border crossings decreasing?
Yes, they absolutely have decreased a lot in Texas. So it is helpful when you put up wire and fences and you block people's way in. They go another way. They go where it's open, and that's what they're doing.
Fantastic. That was Ken Paxton, everyone. Mr. Paxton, what's the best way to follow you and your work and learn more about the issues that you just mentioned?
KenPaxton.com, my website, and at KenPaxtonTX is Twitter and Facebook.
Thank you so much, sir. God bless you.
Home, food, protection, daily necessities for your family. There are many that want you to depend on them for these things. Don't fall for the trap. Stay self-reliant.
Get a copy of our latest collector's edition, Self-Reliance. Learn about the necessity of self-reliance for a free people and basic tips on how to get there. Never give up hope.